There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
George Pataki says Donald Trump doesn't have what Americans want. We want substance, not showbiz. But Trump was chosen as number one in the debate on Thursday. He was the number one vote getter as far as the way they decided, Fox did. So George Pataki didn't make it into that group. He made it into the earlier group, the one that most of America won't see. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, a little snapshot of what's going on. And, of course, the big run-up to the Republican debate, 10 on the stage, and the rest with an early invitation to be on Fox. In the meantime, we have the FBI looking into Hillary's email server, the whole setup of the email. And we also have more, perhaps, pieces of that missing plane afloat somewhere in the Indian Ocean. I could have told you that, right? Didn't we think that a year ago? But it's strange, some of the areas where they say they may find pieces of the plane. Boy, for these poor families, that certainly has dragged out, hasn't it? Let's talk about the people that are hitting the stage, though, first. One of them includes Chris Christie. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, trying to be the everyday guy, the, gee, I'm like you, I'm struggling and trying to make ends meet, including trying to pay for college. Here's what he said today.
Now, Mary Pat and I have personal experience in this right now. We have two children in college. Our oldest, Andrew, is 21. He's going to be a senior at Princeton. Our next oldest, Sarah, is 19. She's going to be a sophomore at Notre Dame. The bills coming due in the next 2 weeks are going to total, for us this year, $122,000 for 1 year to send them to those places.
Well, he sent him to Princeton and Notre Dame, Governor. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Good thing that your wife worked on Wall Street and you're the governor of New Jersey. Let's go to Grimm. He's out there in the in the atmosphere somewhere. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
I'm not in Colorado on a mountain yet.
Yeah, and you're not going with Izzy, right? Because she was going to Malta. So
I kind of found that weird that they found that piece when she said, you know, right after she said she was headed out.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe there's something to that.
Well, you know, for some reason, the Twilight Zone seems to follow me around. But anyhow, I went out and voted today in our local GOP primary. And
yay!
You know, so I did my part. Of course, everybody out across the country knows that big old Chris Daniels and Thad Cochran problem we have. And I tried to do something about that, you know. I mean, I tried my best. But the good old boy system's still alive where I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because they still want to use this same system. They don't want to fix it, you know, which really irks me, Kate. What can I say? But at least I did my part.
By going out and voting, yes.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to have these primaries to get rid of the problem we had, all you had to simply do is say, well, this is your general election vote.
Right, and that's it.
Period, you know.
Yeah.
Or, like you, I agree with, let's just get rid of, you know, the primaries and a no-party system.
Oh, yeah. Wide open, you know? Popular vote.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, or at least allow any other party to step in. One
yeah.
or two. It's yeah. the same thing, you know. I mean, it's just because you're always wanting to. You think we need a third party? I do
yeah.
too. But
yeah.
But you know, let's just get rid of the party thing because, to me, that's a problem. Same way with you know let's let the general vote for president go instead of having electors put them in. The electorate. But, oh, boy. Like you said, you know, I don't know about this this debate, but it's going to be interesting, ain't it?
It is going to be interesting, and I think a lot of people are going to be watching it, Democrats included. I mean, it's not just going to be all Republicans watching this debate. A lot of people are going to be watching it. And I think part of it is, and maybe in the end, Rentz Priebus will thank the Republican chairman, Donald Trump, because a lot of people are curious as to what's going to happen with Donald Trump, and he's made it a little more spicy for them, a little more interesting. So we'll see. I mean, he's running on the platform of Make America Great Again, so we'll see what he turns up, you know, what his stuff is like in this debate.
Well, the only thing that does kind of bother me, I mean, your own governor there is not going to be there, and Christie was bumped up just because of these, you know, these polling things.
Yeah.
That's another problem I have here, you know, because I'm not going to be there either. You know, I'm running. If I can find an attorney out there, let's get rid of these polls. Let's sue them, because I should be able to have the same equal time on air as the rest of them. I mean, they all need to be there. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, what the Republicans were trying to avoid is they already have, like, a beauty pageant going on. So they can't have 17 candidates and do a debate. It's too much. There's too many people. That's too crowded. So they had to figure out a way to cut. And the way they cut was through the polls. Whoever was polling better and doing better and getting more attention. And really, if you look at the people who aren't there, Rick Perry does not have a program of getting elected. So,
well,
and he bumbled all over himself. Go
he
ahead.
Can bring something to the table that would be interesting. That's
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that I think you know, they're in that other, they're going to be in that other debate, which is earlier, and so some people will be able to watch that earlier debate, but a lot of people won't be, because primetime is where you really want to be, and that's why more eyes will be on that. We'll see what happens in that. We'll see what happens in that earlier debate. I think it's an interesting setup, and this is because of how many Republicans are in this. Thanks, Grim. That's why the Democrats don't have that problem. I mean, right now there's a handful of Democrats that are running, and who knows, maybe Joe Biden is going to be in that mix. That's kind of intriguing now with some of the Hillary things that are going on. But the Republicans have so many that are running for president that there had to be a cut somehow. I mean, there's just no way you could have had all those people. And, you know, to Grimm's point, it would have been interesting to see Perry there. Would that have added to it? I don't think so. I think he's, you know, I get what he's saying, but he has no shot at all, and he's not going to really add that much. A couple of one-liners. But he had that chance in New Hampshire, and he kind of bumbled around that. So I think Trump is the show. Whatever happens with Trump, I mean, it's he knows how to win confrontations. He's the master of that. So anybody who goes up against him, it'll be intriguing to see how that all, you know, how that pans out when they're asked specific questions, because that's the idea of a debate. What's affecting us in America? That's important. That's the whole idea of why, really, let's be honest, why you supposedly want to watch a debate, because you want to hear more about what the candidate thinks and their platform. All right, stay with us. How are your eyes? Had an eye exam lately? I thought my eyes were going to last forever. Think again. We're talking to Dr. Pang next on America Tonight.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to GCNLive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at GCNLive.com/KD. That's GCNLive.com/KD.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've had him on before. He's just terrific. You'll love him. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. Sit up and pay attention because we've got Dave Berg, the former executive producer of The Tonight Show, in the wings. Jon Stewart says goodbye after 16 years, 2,600 telecasts. Wow. 16 years. And think of that. He's got just oodles of Emmys, a couple of Peabody Awards, and certainly Stewart had a huge fan club, and he actually is credited with millennials getting news from him, watching him for the news, even though it was the so-called fake news. So Dave Berg, like I said, is in our virtual green room. Dave, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you've seen this send-off thing because you've been through it. How tough is this for the people behind the scenes? And there's a lot of writers and other people that Jon Stewart is really good about giving credit to that have to say goodbye to a job they probably love.
Well, it's very, very difficult. However, when you're doing it, you're still in the moment right through the last show. You don't really give it much thought because you still have to work hard each and every day on the show. But in the case of Jon Stewart, many of the staffers, including the writers and producers, will be staying on.
Oh, they're staying on for the next guy that comes to the game. I don't even know who's the next guy.
From South Africa.
See, that tells you. Neither you and I, we don't know his name even. And usually I'm up on that kind of stuff, but it does tell you something. It also tells you that, you know, Jon Stewart had such a recognizable face and name. He transcended this show, don't you think?
I do think that he has to be given credit for bringing something entirely new to late night. Much of late night is really, we've all sort of copied, going back to Steve Allen. But what I think Stewart did is he brought the element of satire. And that was new and unique.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it really, really worked for him. And because he had an audience, it seems like, especially a couple years into it, he really virtually could have any guest he wanted, right?
I don't think so. I'd like to know your view on this, but actually a lot of the political guests, particularly those who are more conservative, didn't
right.
trust him. And so if you go back to the election of 2012, Leno basically had all of the major presidential candidates from the Republican side, far more than Stewart did.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's right. I mean, Obama's been on his show, right? He's had Obama, so he's had only the more Democratic, left-leaning politicos, I guess, right?
He did have some of the conservatives. I mean, many conservatives are very fond of him. I happen to be a conservative. I like his humor. I think he's the real deal. I think he's intellectually honest. But yes, many of the conservative candidates didn't go on his show.
So as the executive producer of The Tonight Show, and having said that, what happened in 2012, you were competing, right? Were you competing for guests ever with The Daily Show, or no, they were too far down the chain for you, that it was more about Letterman and those guys?
Actually, that's a really interesting point, and this is where I'm going to sound like I'm a little negative or a little condescending towards Stewart. In our opinion, at The Tonight Show, starting in 1999 when Stewart went on the air, he was basically a hash mark in the ratings. We never paid attention to him. He wasn't considered competition for us. And you're right. Letterman was our competition, not Stewart. It was the critics, I think, that really brought him to the forefront. If you looked at his numbers, even now, he gets a little over a million viewers and 1.3 million viewers. Well, Jimmy Fallon's bringing in 4 million.
Right. Right, so there's a big difference. And that's a good point, looking at Fallon. So since Letterman was the true competition, did you worry about ABC? Because they juggled, in that time slot, a couple of different things, right?
I worried about ABC because I thought that Nightline was an excellent show.
Yeah.
And the nasty little secret was, on some nights, Nightline beat all of us.
Wow.
And I was really surprised when ABC said, well, we're going to dump. They were ready to dump Nightline at any point to
wow.
get into late night. They wanted to get into late night in the worst way. And so they finally settled on Jimmy Kimmel, of course.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Because then you look at, like you say, Nightline, and you're a news guy, so you came from that background, and you watch that, and then they pull the plug on something that actually beat you guys a couple of times, right?
Yeah, more than a couple of times.
Wow.
You know, they had an excellent show, but they, believe me, they were willing at any time just to jump out of it. And I was particularly aware of it when we went through the Conan versus Leno period.
Yeah.
One of the reasons NBC bent over backward to keep Leno on and put him in prime time is that ABC had offered Jay a deal. In fact, I had a good friend at ABC, an executive, who gave me a tour one day of the studio that he was designing for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno at ABC.
Wow. Oh, wow. Do you think Jay misses the Tonight Show?
I think he probably has mixed feelings about it, but I think he has come to terms with the fact that he had his time doing a late night show, and now he's moved on to something else. I think he's come to terms with it.
Yeah. For you, Dave, I mean, what an awesome story you told us last time, how your wife was the one who really cajoled you into getting, get down there, because there's this new show, go for it, and then look what happened to you, which is an awesome story. And you wrote a book about it. In fact, there's little antidotes about it behind the curtain, an insider's view of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. So this happens for you, and it's boom, you hit the ground running, and you know you're making the sausage every day, and it's you're in it, you're in the thick of it, going. And then when the show ends, and I asked about the other people, what's it like for you after you've had this incredible platform for all those years?
I know that a lot of people really, really miss it, and I know that because I stay in touch with my former colleagues. But I think that, you know, in life you just move on to something else. And in my case, I had set a goal that I was actually gonna document the Tonight Show. Jay's watch during his stint with the Tonight Show. So I had a goal, something else to do.
Right, and because you were doing that, then that gave you the focus. But it's probably tough to document it, to go through and pick out what were the high points, what were the low points, what was funny, what didn't you not expect. I mean, there's so many directions that you could go in. Wasn't it tough to pick out stories to talk about?
Well, that's where my wife comes in again. Because here you are, you know how it is in radio or television. It's really a team effort. You're working with a producer and salespeople. It's really a team effort. And it's pretty chaotic during the day. You're preparing for the show. Well, you have that experience for two decades, and then you come home and you say, I'm writing a book. And then you're in a little room with four walls, and you're staring at the four walls. The next day, you're staring at the four walls. And so it was my wife who came in. Her name is Mary, and she said, okay, she's a teacher. She said, I'll be back at 3 today. How many pages are you going to have for me?
Wow.
And I said, this is a research day, honey. I'm not writing today. I'm actually doing research. She said, you were at the show for two decades. That's your research. 6 pages.
I love it.
Had it not been for that, I would never have written it.
Wow. Yeah,
because I relied on that crazy chaos and adrenaline.
Right. That fueled it, for sure. Did you ever have any problems? I always wondered this, because in the Tonight Show, sometimes, you know, we saw this a bunch, where somebody would come out of the audience, you'd do something, kibitz with the audience. Do you ever have any problems with the audience at the Tonight Show?
It was, that's really a good question, a logical question, and it actually happened far fewer times than we suspected. We actually had a very nice audience, kind of a cross-section of America, many from, you know, the red states, so-called red states, and there was very little disruption, actually. It was sort of nice.
I like that. It was sort of nice.
No, but it was nice. I mean, you didn't have these jerks screaming and yelling or doing silly things. It was very rare that happened.
Yeah, that's a good thing. All right, Dave Berg's book is called Behind the Curtain, an insider's view of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. Thank goodness for his wife. Dave, thanks for coming on again. It's always fun to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to go and check those emails. But before we do that, the candidates were announced. I want to make sure you know who it is. The top 10 candidates, Fox made their cuts. It's like making a pro football team, right? You're on it. You made the final roster. So who made the final roster? Donald Trump. And this is in the order of the number one in the votes. Donald Trump. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, retired pediatric neurosurgeon Ben Carson, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, New Jersey Gov Chris Christie, and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The kids' table, meaning the debate that starts at 5 o'clock, because this is prime time, 9 to 11. The other debate is
at 5, and it's former Texas Governor Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, former Pennsylvania Senator, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, former New York Governor George Pataki, and former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. How crazy. All of those names I mentioned are running for president, Rick Perry tweeted out. I look forward to being at Fox News at 5 p.m. for the debate for what will be a serious exchange of ideas and positive solutions to get America back on track. John Kasich said, it's only fitting that the GOP debate begins in Ohio. See everybody soon. John Kasich. That was smart, wasn't it? Because they say everything begins and ends in Ohio, right? So goes Ohio, so goes the election. On that note, let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Chris says, Kate, do you think that Donald Trump is a serious candidate? Well, right now, he's by leaps and bounds getting the most attention, that's for sure. How long does he stay in it? You know, it's a pretty lofty thing when all of a sudden people want you to run for president, or you decide you're running for president, and you actually are getting people to pay attention to you. If he thinks he has enough steam to do it, and he is steamrolling his rivals and might do that in the debate if that happens, I don't know. I really thought initially this is just one of those Trump ploys, but I think it does something to your head, and I think he may stick around much longer than, you know, I originally thought. And so if that's the case, then, you know, who knows? And who knows if he'll win? I mean, the actual probability of Donald Trump being president is the thing. And Hillary now, is there something on Hillary that can take her down? I mean, there's a race in her camp to stop any kind of indictment, because now we've got this whole thing with the servers, with the FBI looking into the email server setup and all of that. But I don't think they're going to be able to knock her down. So if she's knocked down in the polls, though, Joe Biden jumps in, you start to look at what's on the Democratic side. Well, who's voting for who? That's what makes it intriguing, for sure. All right, let's go to this one from Brad, who says, hello, America Tonight, and all of your listeners. I think Hillary Clinton absolutely needs to go to jail for all this nonsense with the servers and the emails. And I'm not a Hillary Clinton hater. It's just what it is. The FBI needs to smother this thing and put an end to all of the ridiculous statements coming out of the Clinton camp. For goodness sake, the Washington Post said that there is no question in contacting the server technology company that managed Clinton's setup that had the private email addresses and a private server, that certainly things were going through it. What do you think? Well, I've been talking about this. The I still say, because other politicians have done it. I mean, here's the thing. The Clinton email server was installed during her 2008 presidential campaign, right? It replaced the one that was used by Bill Clinton because it was too small to handle Clinton's emails because of her position in the cabinet. So that was just a technology thing. But then the email controversies, when it started, they started looking into what happened, of course, in the Benghazi attacks and all that. They didn't have correspondence during that time from Clinton. That's how this whole thing started to unfold. So then it just grew from there. And this started with Benghazi, and it has not stopped. She announces her candidacy for presidency. For president in April. She says she used the email setup so she could get away with using one phone instead of a personal one and one by the State Department. But then the whole thing was, well, isn't that mean you're vulnerable to hackers because it's outside of the government's servers? Which is why they want people to have the government servers, right? To be on the government servers, although that's debatable, isn't it? So here's the thing. That's why the Benghazi emails weren't there. That's what started the look into what happened with why didn't she have an email address? I don't think so. I still don't I mean, I still don't think so. They're not going to lead her off in handcuffs. I mean, you know, look, is there any chance that a private outside the government server would meet the security for classified documents? Give me a break. I mean, you can't just get any hard. Wouldn't we all love that? We're always worried about being hacked into. But did anyone hack into it? Apparently not. It's ridiculous. It's like living in two different worlds. I'll say this again. I said this earlier. How come nobody said anything? Was everyone afraid of Hillary Clinton? Why wouldn't they have said, look, lady, you know, Madam Secretary, you need to be on the government email system. Your predecessor did that, the person before you, the person before them. You have to do it. This is the system. This is, we assign everybody their email address and whatever. So why that didn't happen in the first place is my first question. Obama's on it. Why wouldn't the cabinet members be on it? The other cabinet members are on it. It doesn't make any sense. So I don't think they'll nail her. That's the bottom line. I don't think they'll nail her for it, but it's a ridiculous oversight that shouldn't have happened anyway. I don't get it. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Michael. Hi, Kate. Like the show. Really can't wait for football. Promise you I'm going to call in when you do that nail the score thing. I think it's so funny. I've listened to it over the years. Someone's bound to win this year. Someone is bound to win, I would think. Here's my question. Do you know how well Jimmy Carter is doing? Didn't he just undergo surgery? And no, I'm not a big Carter fan. I don't dislike the man. I didn't like his politics. But I'm very curious because he's an ex-president. He's in that esteemed club. Yeah, he had a small mass that they had to remove from his liver. So he's at Emory University Hospital. And the reports are that he's great, that he should make a full recovery. He's 90, so he's the second oldest living president. You know who the first is, Bush 1, right? And recently, his a new autobiography came out, A Full Life. And he's been doing a whole bunch of media appearances and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I just happened to read this because I was reading his condition earlier in the day, yesterday. But his brother Billy, remember him? They would always make fun of Billy when he was in the White House. And his sisters, he had two sisters, Ruth and Gloria, all of them, all three of them died of pancreatic cancer. Oof, that is frightening. Pancreatic cancer is such a killer. So when you heard the thing with the liver and, you know, how's his health doing, but apparently pretty good. All right, let's move over to this one. Here's one from JoJo. Hey, Kate, I know you keep up on everything and anything, and this may be something you don't normally talk about, but did you hear about Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale getting a divorce? What do you make of that? Let me look into my crystal ball. I did hear that they were getting a divorce, and actually musical taste-wise, I like No Doubt, which is Gwen Stefani's band. So just I'll throw that in if you want to know what's on my whatchamacallit, not iPad. I was going to say, it is on my iPad. It's on my iPad and my phone because now you download the music on the phone. So I have a bunch of Stefani songs. You know, in the entertainment world, you know, if you're really asking me to make a comment on this, it seems like it's tough going, isn't it? I can't cry for people who are filthy rich and have a fabulous life, but I guess it does something to these partnerships. Like Reba McEntire, she'd always talk about her husband, Narvel, and they're breaking up, and I think they had been together for, you know, 26 years or something like that. And I think that if you make it in Hollywood, I guess, as a married couple in whatever form, music, showbiz of a different sort, whatever, you're counting yourself pretty lucky. By the way, the person who is stepping in for Jon Stewart, who is succeeding Jon Stewart, because you heard Dave Berg there, the comedian Trevor Noah is stepping in for him. Trevor Noah. Interesting that we have all these people from other lands taking over the airwaves at night, isn't it? He's supposed to be pretty funny, so we'll see how he does. On the Road Again. Don't forget, go to kateontheroad.com. Your chance to win a computer. And push us out to all your friends. Maybe we'll be coming to your neck of the woods soon. kateontheroad.com.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before and the importance of getting your eyes tested. As someone who thought that I had Wonder Woman vision and I could, you know, spot a parking space miles away, when I finally hit that wall where I had eye trouble, it was like kicking and screaming. I went to the eye doctor. Now I would never miss my yearly appointment, and some of you can relate to that. So I don't know what that is about us, that we have this bravado if we've had great eyesight about, ooh, I don't need glasses, not yet. But one thing we're seeing for sure, especially because we live in this computer technology age, we're seeing a lot of younger people, I know this in my nieces, in having a problem with nearsightedness, and it started young, where, you know, they were on that road wearing glasses, and they would never, again, this is that whole thing about getting your eyes tested, they would never miss those eye appointments because of how important it is and what it does to kids when they're in school and they're trying to focus and they can't focus. So he's been on with us before. It's been a while, but Dr. Albert Pang, optometrist, joins us. He's in our virtual green green room. I don't think he's taken eye test, but Dr. Pang. I love the eye test, by the way. Can you see it? You know, because you know this, Dr. Pang. When we're sitting in your chair, we think it's a test, and we want to get it right. We're trying to say we can see all those letters. You know that, right?
Yes, of course. Everyone have that idea. But when they sit down on the chair, when they look at the bottom line, it's kind of a surprise to them that they cannot see the smallest letter.
Yeah. Exactly. They want a cheat sheet from you, Doc. Give us a cheat sheet so we know what we're saying. We have no idea. But
hey, everything have a price.
Yes.
So if the price is right, it gives you the right answer.
I love that you're playing along. That's great. So it's really as serious, though, with these kids. Is this because... Why are we seeing this spike in nearsighted kids under the age of five? Why are we seeing that?
Well, two things. I think, unfortunately, our world is becoming more of an indoor environment, indoor culture. That's what I'm talking about. How many times that you see, you know, children now, the parents is giving them a electronic device, either iPad, iPhone, and ask them to play the game, and then instead of going out to the outdoor to play outside, and everyone is now playing inside with all the electronic devices. So that's one thing. And also the other thing is, the other extreme is, like, I think the community is getting so competitive. We always try to get ahead of others. And so we are asking our 5 years old to, or 4 years old even, to try to learn how to read, to learn how to recognize the alphabet, and give them books to read before the age of 4 and 5, and so that they were able to get ahead of others when they get to the school. So these are the two things, electronic devices, and then we are trying to push our kids to read earlier. Those are the two areas that I think contribute to all those nearsightedness kids coming around.
Wow. So is there anything we can do about that? Like you said, maybe better to send the kids to play outside and get away from the computers and the tablets a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's so important now that we're really ignoring the fact is all those good old activities of, you know, getting crazy outdoor, you know, playing around. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I was much older than you are, Kate. But when we are growing up, we do spend a lot of time, like during the summertime, we spend a lot of time outdoor doing all the crazy stuff, and then we go out in the morning, and then we go back at night for dinner. And then, you know, most of the time we spend outdoor, but now all the children are reversed. They are all spending the time indoor and instead of out. It's so important for us to spend a good portion of the children's life outdoor to kind of give them an idea, I mean, give them a good peripheral vision. And that is how the normal development of the eyes needed. If you're always looking at a screen, only using the central vision, ignoring the peripheral vision, that's where the nearsightedness kick in.
Oh, that's a good tip for everybody out there listening, too. We're speaking with Dr. Albert Pang, optometrist, Trinity Eye Care. You can go to trinityeyecare.com. So, Doc, that's the same for all of us, too, right? Then we need to maybe take breaks during the day and try to get off the screens. But, you know, you walk around, you go to lunch, you go to dinner, and you see people with their heads in their iPhones the whole time.
Yeah, that's right. And if there's any way that we can do it, you know, first of all, we look at our work environment. When we are staring at a computer, do not sit too close. We need to have a good working distance from the computer so that we have, you know, again, same thing we're talking about is the peripheral vision. So when you look at a computer, you need to have as many exposure to the peripheral as possible. Do not turn off the light when you are looking at the computer, because you need to use the peripheral vision portion of the eye to stimulate the overall vision. And same thing when you're looking at the phone, don't get it too close. Hold it further out. Expose yourself to peripheral vision. I do not know whether you heard of this saying is, nearsightedness is not induced by your central portion of the eye. It's not the 20/20 portion that causes nearsightedness. It's the periphery, it's the side vision that is contributing to your nearsightedness. So try not to obscure or cover your peripheral vision. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, have a good distance so you're still exposed to your peripheral vision.
Oh, that's a good tip there, too, Doc. How about as far as people getting eye tests? Do you find, you know, I'm joking about this in the beginning, but it's true, that we all kind of drag our heels in coming to see the eye doctor. But really, once you get into that, you have to go yearly, don't you?
Yeah, I would say, you know, definitely, especially anyone that is, you know, again, either the young or the old or the middle age need to have the eye check regularly, and a lot of pathology eye diseases start, you know, coming in after 40. And for children, the early ages, because it's so vital for them for their learning, we always, you know, confuse by the term eyesight and vision. Eyesight is how good you can see, whether you have 20/20 vision. Vision is encompass the whole visual system. How you use both eyes together, how you're able to have depth perception, how you converge or diverge your eye. In other words, how the mechanic of the eye work together. The eyesight is only part of the picture. It's only to tell you how good you can see centrally, but they never tell you how good you're able to work two eyes as a system together. You probably heard the people say they read, they have headache, they see double vision, word kind of swim around, jump around. That is the binocular vision, because the two eyes do not work together.
Wow. Yeah, so that's what you got to pay attention to. In your years of doing this, you've seen massive changes in optometry. What is your favorite piece of equipment or the thing that's made life easier in really narrowing down what someone's problem is and how you need to adjust their eyesight?
I think, you know, with all the year go by, with all the technology, still to be honest with you, is more to do with asking the patient. I don't think the equipment will able to replace any of the intuition that the doctor and the patient have. I think a lot of time to answer the questions, on the contrary, we are now depending so much on devices to test the eye, forget about the most important thing is asking the patients. Up to now, I think I get the most information by asking the parents about their children, by asking the patient himself how they feel, how they experience, and then we were able to find out what is the reason of the problem. Devices usually were not able to give me that much of information as much as the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes when I talk to the patients. Again, you know, good old, you know, the old good doctor thing is, you know, you talk to the patient, you find out a lot more thing than just depends on your stethoscope or your all those devices that you can get information from.
Yeah, so it's important then for people listening all around the country and Texas, et cetera, that when you go, you just be as honest as you can, what you're feeling,
right,
what you see with your eyes. Is it just reading like you mentioned? Is it more than that? Or when you read the charts, that's why you tested the lenses in so many different ways,
right,
Doc? Because that's the only way you can come up with a plan.
Yeah, tell us about how you use your eyes. You know, if you are fearful about, you know, you're losing your eyesight, tell us why you have this fear. Because a lot of time when we dig deeper, you know, we were able to find out, you know, because, you know, one of the family member have this kind of condition or that kind of condition. And those conditions that run in the family tend to also run in the patient themselves. So we were able to get a lot more information by the patient really honestly tell us their fear, how they use their eye, what is the major problem that they're encountering. That really helps us a lot more than, you know, the data that we collect.
Yeah, great stuff. Dr. Albert Pang, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again, Doc.
All right, good.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph.
Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.